From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting swift reaction to the U.S. president's change of course when it comes to the environment. President Donald Trump is reversing the Obama administration's policies on greenhouse gases. An executive order signed Tuesday takes aim at power plant emission rules and other policies the Trump administration says undermine economic growth. Environmental groups say the president is ignoring the serious threat of climate change and they're planning to push back. More from VOA's Steve Barragona.
You know what it says, right? You're going back to work.
President Trump ordered a rewrite of rules aimed at cutting greenhouse gases from U.S. power plants. He says it's all about bringing back jobs.
Perhaps no single regulation threatens our miners, energy workers, and companies more than this crushing attack on American industry.
Regulators will have to write new rules to replace the ones the president struck down. Environmental groups are expecting to challenge them in court.
L'accord de Paris pour le climat est accepté.
The order does not pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement, but experts say it looks less and less likely that the United States will meet its Paris targets. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.
China said today it's committed to honoring its pledges under the Paris Climate Change Agreement a day after Trump signed a sweeping executive order that would effectively dismantle environmental regulations. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang said combating climate change is a challenge for the entire world and that China will maintain its approach even if other governments change their policies. Sierra Club Executive Director Michael Bruin called Trump's order the single biggest attack on climate action in U.S. history, period. This is VOA News. Now is the time for Britain to come together and ensure it gets the best Brexit deal possible. That is what Prime Minister Theresa May said today after the country formally triggered its exit from the European Union. European Council President Donald Tusk received a letter from the British ambassador to the EU Wednesday confirming Britain's intention to leave the European Union. The Prime Minister told Parliament, now is the time for us to come together and be united across the House of Parliament and across the country to ensure that we work for the best possible deal for the United Kingdom and the best possible future for us all. The senior U.S. commander in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, acknowledged Tuesday a U.S. airstrike may have played a role in the killing of dozens of civilians in a West Mosul neighborhood March 17th.
If we did it, and I'd say there's at least a fair chance that we did, it was an unintentional accident of war, and we will transparently report it to you when we're ready.
In a video conference with reporters from Baghdad, Townsend said an investigation is underway to determine whether the attack might have set off a large explosion from explosives set by Islamic State militants inside a building or nearby. An Iraqi military spokesman said militants detained about 130 civilians in a house, deployed snipers, and brought in an explosives-laden truck and parked it next to the house and was targeted by an airstrike. UN human rights spokesman Rupert Colville denounced the IS tactic of using civilians as targets of coalition attacks.
Bodies continue to be found in buildings where civilians were reportedly held by ISIL as human shields. And were subsequently killed by airstrikes conducted by Iraqi security forces and the international coalition forces, as well as by improvised explosive devices allegedly planted in the same buildings by ISIL.
But Colville called on coalition forces to review their tactics to avoid civilian loss of life and the impact of operations on the civil population. Westinghouse Electric Company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection Wednesday, saying it needed to restructure because of certain financial and construction challenges from its nuclear power plant projects. The company has struggled with cost overruns and delays with the plants. Parent company Toshiba warned in February it would need to take a $6 billion write-down on its estimated value of Westinghouse. Toshiba said in a statement about the bankruptcy filing that it and the Westinghouse unit are working with the owners of two nuclear power plant sites on arrangements to continue construction of those projects. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.